Serial killers such as Ted Bundy, on the other hand, are driven to murder by fantasy and powerful emotional needs such as lust or excitement. A unique exception to the clear distinction between serial killers and contract killers is the late Richard Kuklinski, who was both a serial killer and a professional hitman. When he wasn't committing contract killings for the Gambino crime family, Kuklinski was killing strangers who irritated or annoyed him. He claimed to derive great pleasure and exhilaration from the challenge of killing his victims. Kuklinski was given the nickname Iceman for his method of freezing a victim to confuse the time of death. There is another important distinction that separates serial killers from professional hitmen. Serial killers experience an emotional cooling off period between their murders, during which time they blend back into their seemingly normal lives. In contrast, professional hitmen do not experience or require a cooling off period between their murders because of the unemotional and pragmatic nature of their killings. During the cooling off period between murders, a serial killer disappears from the public eye and resumes his or her seemingly normal routine in life. Incredibly, the life of a serial killer during the cooling off period, particularly if he or she is a psychopathic killer like Ted Bundy, that is, pathologically devoid of emotion or empathy, may appear completely normal to the unsuspecting observer. Serial predators reemerge from a cooling off period to strike again when the urge to kill becomes overwhelming to them. A serial killer may not even understand his or her compulsion to kill, but knows that it is both undeniable and uncontrollable when the urge arises. The cooling off period between murders is highly subjective, unpredictable, and it varies from one serial killer to another in terms of its duration. The length of the cooling off period can also vary between murders committed by the same serial killer. The duration can be from days or weeks to months, and in rare instances, even years. For example, notorious serial killer Dennis Rader, or Bind, Torture, Kill, BTK, confessed to 10 murders that he committed over a span of nearly 20 years, from 1974 to 1991, after he was captured in 2005. In between his murders, Rader lived a remarkably normal-looking outward life with a wife and two children. He was perceived as a pillar of his community in Wichita, Kansas. Inwardly, Rader was secretly satisfying his sexual needs and delaying his compulsion to kill for months and even years at a time through autoerotic fantasies, in which he relived his murders with the aid of trophies taken from his victims, such as articles of clothing, identification cards, and jewelry. As a result of this practice, the length of the cooling off period between Rader's murders was highly variable, and often lasted much longer than other serial killers. His ability to control his compulsive need to kill for years at a time through autoerotic fantasy is highly unusual for serial killers. Unlike serial killers, professional hitmen do not experience such inner compulsions to kill. Their motivations lie outside themselves and are financially motivated. I applaud my friend R.J. Parker for undertaking this project and for examining an important category of multiple killers that are often depicted and even romanticized in book and film, but is rarely properly explained. Scott Bond, Ph.D., criminologist and author of the best-selling book Why We Love Serial Killers, The Curious Appeal of the World's Most Savage Murderers, June 6, 2017. Introduction. The contract killer